The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
But this testing, is all I want to talk about.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2. Test your mic, please.
Test.
Well, here we are again. Another My Wife Hates Me. I was talking today. Oh, thank you. Hello, everybody. We're here in our dining room. We're here in our dining room in Hillsboro, New Jersey. Don't open that.
Why?
Because I'm using that. I'm going to use it. That goes into my.
Can I just
no,
open
not
it
for
in
here.
It?
No, I have Vaseline upstairs. That goes into my, what do you call, survival kit. Those.
Oh, my God.
Vaseline and cotton balls to start fires. If you have to start a fire, you...
Vaseline and cotton balls?
Yeah, you put Vaseline and cotton ball, you can start a fire. It's easier to start your fires.
I bet you wouldn't even need the Vaseline.
The cotton balls would go too quick. The Vaseline is like a, I don't know, it's petroleum. It's flammable.
Yeah, I get it.
So, and I'm going to redo my survival kit today in my car and readjust everything.
What do you think? Do you think it's coming?
No, but
can
I just...
turn this light off and open the window?
Do whatever you got to do to be comfortable. You quit whining. Just do it.
Because it's like every time.
It's your voice is just fucking every... You can't... That shade doesn't go down any further.
I want it up.
Oh. She can't even put a shade up right. I'm looking at it. It's all fucked up right now. Now it's making everything unbalanced. So this guy wants to advertise with our podcast. He makes firefighting equipment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Firefighting equipment. I just talked to him on the phone from Detroit or somewhere in Michigan. He has a big business. I'm not doing an ad now. I'm just telling you, I talked to him. He's making me a coat. He's making me a, like a firefighter's coat. You know how they have them where you
He makes them?
Oh, yeah. He sells them. I mean, I don't think he sits and makes them. I think he orders them, puts on the, I don't know exactly what he does, but he's getting, why'd you move your lips? What were you saying?
I was saying anything. I have dry lips. That's why I wanted the Vaseline.
There's an open one upstairs.
Thank you.
You want me to go get it for you?
No.
You didn't have... First of all, you saw Vaseline and you decided, oh, I have dry lips. You knew if your lips were dry when you were upstairs and you would have done something about it. But you just want to use the Vaseline because you think, oh, it's there, so I'll use it. Right? Tell the truth.
Uh-huh. Yeah, whenever I see Vaseline, I just try to think of a reason to use... Oh, I need to use it. Oh, is that Vaseline? What could I use it for?
So he's going
to
make me a
fire. Do I need to start a fire? No, I don't. Damn it. My lips. That's what I'll say. I'll say my lips are dry.
Well, isn't that weird that I bought stuff to start a campfire and then a firefighter guy is going to send me a coat? A firefighter. My wife hates me coat. How do you like that?
But it's a firefighter coat?
Yeah. I'm not going to... You can't wear it out. You know, if you go camping or something or... I don't know.
So it's going to be a firefighter's coat that says "My wife hates me" on it.
On the back, then Voss and Legend or whatever. I don't know.
Well, you don't want "My wife hates me" on a firefighter's coat. That seems like.
Why?
I don't know. What a bizarre mix of things. People don't know what it is. Go ahead, do whatever you want.
I'm not doing it. He's doing it.
I love you with all my heart.
It's for advertisement. I told him I'd take a picture of it, put it out on Twitter or something. I don't know.
What is, you just, what is, like,
what?
The deals and the low budget, the low rent shit that you got going on in your head?
I don't got no low rent shit going. The guy offered me a fucking firefighter's coach, so I said I'd do him a favor. You know, I mean, I don't think my followers on Twitter are buying firefighter equipment, but our people on our, you know, we have a, our podcast, he's going to advertise with our podcast, okay? He's talking to Rob now. We're going to get a new advertiser. And our fan
base. For firefighter equipment?
You don't know who listens. People that listen.
Oh, I'm sorry you're getting so worked up about it.
Yes. Because
I didn't know that we had listeners that needed. I assumed if you were a firefighter, you had your equipment was given to you by the city.
The people that purchase it.
But who's buying firefighter equipment?
Firefighter purchasers buy it. What do you think? Someone doesn't buy it for the municipalities and all the local fire companies?
So he's hoping
his
that
company.
Someone who works for the
are you
going to
blow this fucking ad? Is that what you're saying? You don't want to do
I'm
the ad?
I'm just curious. All
I'm
right.
going to tell you what's going on. Somebody
Great.
Who, our fan base, you don't know what they do for
what's
a living.
What's going on with our dog? She locked upstairs.
I don't know. Our fan base, one.
I think she's locked upstairs.
Well, get the dog. Let me explain this. First of all, she's leaving to go get the dog. She's the dumbest person I've ever met. I'm telling. Oh, sorry. We're supposed to be nice to everybody. She doesn't realize that our fan base all have different careers. What does she think? Everybody that listens to us doesn't work? Then why do we do advertisements for, you know, for food or for clothing or for you know, bedspreads, you know, we do all types of different you know, razor blades, you know, we do different ads because our fan base is, you know, we have such a variety, you know, you're saying, you know, I was just saying,
explaining to people. Everyone wants to buy firefighter stuff.
No. Well, do we do
I think we all know somebody who buys in bulk for the fire departments.
Yeah. Well, you don't think anybody in Hillsborough listens to us, or firefighters, or
well, we should start getting more ads like that for, how about something, textbooks for teachers? Well,
why not? We do bedspreads, we do razor blades,
but these are
we do
that,
food.
Like, every regular person uses.
No. That food stuff, regular people
the
don't.
Food delivery.
Some people, now it's catching on.
They could.
It's catching on.
Okay, well.
And this
there's no telling you anything. You know more than everyone. Go ahead.
I do know more than everyone.
I think you should get the deal. I don't know why you're talking about it.
I'm not doing the deal,
read
Rob.
Read it when you get the ad.
You'll read it. I won't read it. Oh, what? You went upstairs and put Vaseline on your lips?
Yes.
Just to prove a point?
No, because they were, oh, God.
You wanted to say act like you really needed it. You've never, as long as I've known you, put Vaseline on your lips.
You're crazy. First of all, this isn't Vaseline. It's diaper rash stuff, okay? And it works best.
Why? Because you have a shit face, so you put diaper stuff on it? Get it? Not good. Why is the dog barking?
You're at the top of your game. Do you know that?
Why
You're
is the dog barking?
Very top of your game.
Why is the dog barking?
I don't know. She's looking outside. She sees somebody out there.
I don't know what's more aggravating. You or
what have I done? You brought up a guy who's going to advertise for
firefighter
stuff. I simply asked a few questions. You lost your mind about it. You were the one who talked on at length. I have no idea why. And then I wanted Vaseline. I put Vaseline on my lips. Like, this is all it takes for you to go off the deep end?
No, because the guy wants to send me a coat.
Great. I'm so happy for you.
And you're saying I'm doing little wheelings and dealings and stuff. It's not. The guy is a fan of ours. He's a fan of My Wife Hates Me. And, you know, he wanted to do something nice. I'm sorry if I don't mind somebody doing something nice. You know, I do nice things for people. I said, you know how many times people go, can I have an autographed picture? And I send them a free CD autographed. Twice. No, a lot. I do it a lot. People, always go, hey, can I have an autographed picture? I don't do that. I don't send out pictures. I'm not Scott Baio. I send out like fucking CDs, free CDs to people. Mm-hmm. And some of them don't even thank me. Hmm. You know that?
I don't know that.
Yeah. Do you send out stuff for free?
Not really.
Yeah. Do people ask you for stuff? Like, can I? Yeah, they ask for autographed pictures and stuff, don't they?
Very occasionally.
And what do you do?
Nothing. I ignore them.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. This is a lot of work.
It's not a lot of work. Why don't you mail out your
first
book?
First of all, I don't have any 8x10s.
You do?
Well, from 100 years ago. Who's...
Well, they don't want it from now. They would rather have it from then when 8x10s were real. Well, what about your book? Why don't you send your book when people ask for
They're
stuff?
They're expensive. I don't want to just send out that book.
What do they cost?
Costs me half of what it costs them.
No.
Mm-hmm.
How much does it cost them?
I don't know. Go to the bookstore.
You mean the price on the book? It costs you half of the price on the book or half the cost of the...
I'd rather not discuss it. Thank you.
All right. So
moving on.
Why don't you send out like an autograph index card? I've done that with a little personal note. You ever do that?
I'm going to quit the podcast right now. I'm going to quit it.
Why?
I'm gonna,
asking you
questions. Thank you guys for listening. I appreciate it.
I ask you questions.
You won't be hearing from me again.
What?
Because I'm about to go and fucking kill myself.
Why don't you send out little index cards with a personal note?
Stop. What are you talking about?
When people
what
ask
do you
for your...
care what the fuck I send out? Do your own business and mind your own business.
Yeah, well then...
You never heard that saying before?
Well,
mind your own business?
Yeah, I've heard it. I've heard it.
Concentrate on yourself.
I do.
Good. Then look, I'm not sending... Hey, you want some shit? You're not getting it. There, I just told them. Now they're not going to ask me for anything. I got nothing more to give. I fucking put myself in this situation. Every day I got to wake up and go, hey, guess what? This is your life. You fucking chose it, bitch. Get up and get moving. And I do. I put one foot in front of the other. I say, love the one you're with.
No.
All that stuff.
Maybe you didn't choose it. Maybe it was God's path for you.
There's
you
no know? God.
Yes,
there
is.
And there's no path.
Yes, everybody has a path.
Oh, come on.
You don't think everybody has a path?
No.
Yes.
I mean, if they're... Yes, everyone has a... Everyone... You can go and walk around and there's your path.
No. Everybody has a path. You are where you are because you're supposed to be there.
Why are you into God all of a sudden?
I've always been into God. I believe in a God just because you're a heathen and you don't...
You don't know anything about religion.
It doesn't say... You can't believe in God and not be religious?
I mean, actually being ignorant is one of the components.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mrs.
Nihilistic, is that the word you're looking for?
No, Mrs. Agnostic.
Oh, atheist.
Yeah, or atheist or whatever, and doesn't believe. You know what? Let me tell you, when it comes to you know, when
let God speak through you. Maybe that would help.
When the mm-hmm. Grim Reaper comes calling, it's better to believe than not believe when you get up there, right? What happens if when you die?
This is my argument. If God is real, I've lived my life. I've not cheated or stole or lied very much.
This week?
Or, no, I don't. Listen, I'm a good person only. And the only reason is not to go to fucking heaven and dance around on the clouds. Oh, look at it. It's so wonderful. Oh. Besides, heaven sounds like it sucks. As my friend Lynn said sometimes, it's like, you're supposed to just spend all of heaven looking down on the people you've left behind moving on without you. That's pretty much what heaven
is.
No,
you don't look down.
Really? They always say, oh, he's looking out for me. He's looking over me. That's creepy. I don't want someone up there looking down.
No one's going to look down.
Yeah, it's bad enough that Facebook is always keeping an ear open to what I want.
Boy, they really know how to target and market those motherfuckers.
Instagram is like every single ad on Instagram I want to get.
I just got this new app where you can buy stuff cheap. I got a free hat for joining, a whole hat, $1 shipping, that's it. Free hat that covers your whole face except for your eyes.
Well, that sounds attractive.
It's going to go on my survival kit along with...
Is that what the site was?
No, it's just not overstock.com, it's something like that, where you can get crappy stuff cheap, you know.
Sounds like...
I ordered a new divider for my car that you put between the
seats.
Is
that why you want like expensive rings and watches and stuff? It's to balance out the fucking white trash that's filled up inside of you? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Like you're why don't you just own it then? I mean, I've always said fight your white trashness, because this isn't hiding the white trash. Let me just break it down. Those rings are, those are screaming white. Those are like somebody sold their trailer.
Yeah.
Got a couple of rings. Yeah. I mean.
I'm far from white trash. I dress nice.
No, you don't. Look at you. That's white
this
trash.
I went to the gym. I hate to break the news to you.
Did
I'm
you
sorry.
Wear that yesterday to the
no,
game?
No, I wore black pants and a flannel.
Okay, well, I don't know what you think like a flannel is. It's high end.
A nice flannel buttoned with a hat. It's not white trash.
You're right. It's like I just got home from the barrio or whatever it's called.
The barrio?
What's that?
What are you the Bowery?
No, like where all the Mexicans live in Los Angeles.
I don't know. I've never been there. That's your.
I don't know. You look like you. If you went to prison and you got, you had to join one of the gangs, the Mexican gang.
Yeah. Well, it's not
white
trash.
What's that called?
What's that called? I don't know. You join a gang.
Well,
a prison gang.
That's what you look like. You don't look high end.
Oh, I look good.
I'm not saying you don't look good.
Nice hat.
Follow the conversation. I know you can do this.
I don't look like white trash ever.
Okay, so you don't look like white trash. You look like Mexican trash.
Only when I wear what about when I wear my button-down collar shirts? Huh? You know, the one you took to the cleaners today? Those nice shirts? Yeah.
You don't know how to turn your computer off still? Okay.
No, that bell rings when I.
Is there anything going on in the news or anything?
Well,
that you
first
discuss?
Of all, I went to the Super Bowl party yesterday.
How fun!
The best Super Bowl I've ever seen. It was so much fun watching it, and we were at the Comedy Cellar upstairs, and it was all of us: Bobby, Keith, Norton. The whole Big J, Luis Gomez, Fecchione, Mark Norman, Ari Shaffir. I don't want to leave names out, but tons and tons of comics. We sat at the back table, me, Norton, Bobby, and Keith. And, you know, tons of food. And mostly all Philly fans, mostly all Eagle fans there. And what? Move faster?
Well, you're not giving any good information and you're doing it very slowly.
What do you mean? I'm giving great information. I'm saying who was there, what we were doing. We had a lot of nice food, mostly Philly fans.
But there's no, like, what about the food? Was there anything in particular that was
fantastic?
Well,
they ordered like 10 Joe's pizzas, which is my favorite pizza, but it wasn't crispy like Joe's because they were probably making 10 and rushing them out.
Mm.
But it was still good. But there was gigantic subs and those wings galore and cookies and all kinds of stuff.
And you sampled a little bit of everything?
It seems like a lot. I had like one of those subs. It's not a half a sub. It's like, you know how it's cut when they're long?
Mm-hmm.
One of those.
I think we all know that size.
I had that. Two slices of pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And
this is, of course, over the period of 3.5 hours.
4 hours, 5 hours, and two cookies. That's not a lot.
That's a lot.
It's not a lot. It's a sandwich and two slices of pizza.
Did you eat when you got home?
No, I just had one Kind bar.
Well, that's eating.
Not really. That's a snack.
It's still eating, right? You would classify that as eating?
Time's up.
They can't hear that.
They didn't hear that?
No.
They could hear it.
No.
So anyhow, and the game was amazing. Everybody loved
you
the game.
You remember I said earlier, we've never canceled a podcast. Like, we put them all up.
Yeah.
This one's not going up.
Yes, it is. We're going to pick it up now. Let's get started.
Why? Your storytelling is horrendous. Nothing happened at the game.
Well, what's going to happen? It was at
the game. Oh, so-and-so stood up, started yelling. This
Bobby yelled throughout the whole game.
These guys were Eagles fans. These guys
I said that.
They were yelling back and forth. It was, you know.
It was Bobby was you. The big New England fan. He was yelling against Jay. They had a $100 bet.
Okay, there you go. That's a little bit of info. This is a little bit. There's got to be something else. Do you know what a story is? Beginning, middle, and an end. Let's see if we can do that. Something interesting.
Everything I told about the party was interesting.
No, it wasn't. This was... I went to the cellar and do you take a drug right before you do the podcast? That's like, this drug will make everything you say seem amazing to yourself.
No.
I want that drug.
How, first of all, I explained it, who was there, what people were there. We were sitting at the main table, me, Keith,
yeah,
Bobby.
Yeah, but you didn't paint any picture. There was a table, there was a lot of food on it. Bobby was there, and Keith, of course, was there. And I was wearing my black pants, and I was wings galore. I mean, what do we get out of that? That's a fun. Woo-wee! This guy really know how to party, man. You hear him talk about that at the Super Bowl? Woo! This guy talk about Super Bowl. I thought I was at a good Super Bowl party. I was right in the middle of Philly.
Are you a black chick or something? What are you?
I don't know. I let it come.
Do
through.
The impression. Rainer's watching on Family Guy. There's one...
It's an inside family joke, and I don't understand.
It's so funny. I was laughing.
It's so funny to us. I don't want to set up the whole thing from Family Guy. I don't understand you at
it's
all.
So funny. You can make it funny. You're funny.
We got some cotton balls on the table. There's a box on the table. I got my computer on the table.
What are you talking about?
I'm just listing things on the table. This is what you think a good podcast is.
No.
Oh, the blinds all fucked up, and my wife is so stupid. There's a bag on the table, some socks on the table.
Yeah, they're going to my...
some Vaseline here on the table.
Going to my...
Don't know what that Vaseline! That's my good Vaseline right there, okay? I'm putting that Vaseline away. Nobody touch it. Don't touch that Vaseline now. You know what's good for you. You got some Vaseline upstairs. Go use that Vaseline. You know, you can put your dirty fingers in my Vaseline.
Good. You can make fun of whatever you want.
Can I?
Yes.
Well, at least somebody's doing something that's a little bit interesting.
I think, you know how many people are going, oh, that must have been a cool party.
No, nobody. They're like, shut up. Get to it. Something. There's got to be some
and then we were
nugget
all,
of something.
After everybody scored, people were yelling.
Wow. That is so different from every Super Bowl party I've ever been to. Wait, people were like getting into the game?
It was amazing.
This is what he said when he came home. Woo! That was some game this time. Woo! Some game. Sometimes it was New England, then it was switch over to the Eagles, then it was back to New England, then switch over to the Eagles.
I was, I won, I bet on
every
it.
Every time I looked over, there was Eagles winning by a fair shot.
No, not every time.
Every time I looked over, tell me that it wasn't every time. I guess, happened to look over every time they were winning.
There was a point,
I looked over three times.
There was a point where the Patriots were winning.
Great. I didn't look over at that point. I was engrossed in my good hair documentary.
Why were you switching back and forth?
Every time I finished a documentary or something, I'll go look at the game.
Why? You don't care about it. You're from Canada.
I would just come on to the TV anyway.
Then why'd you text me when's halftime coming up?
Raina asked me. She goes, can we watch the halftime show?
And she didn't like it?
She kept going, this is cringy. When the mirrors came out, she was like, this is so cringy.
I couldn't hear it because it was too, you know, we didn't turn up the halftime. But I think it's kind of arrogant. Now, this guy, Mr. Timberlake.
Now, do you hear the difference in the timbre of your voice? You've got something to say here. And I think it's going to be interesting. You can even tell by the way you're sitting. Yeah.
Mr. Timberlake.
This is what a story feels like. Let's do this.
Mr. Timberlake.
You know where you're going with this, right?
Yes.
And before you didn't. Isn't that fair?
No, I knew I was going. I painted a picture on the last one.
No, you weren't painting a picture.
This is an opinionated conversation. The last one was painting a picture. As an artist. So,
just now, as an aside, Rain and I were driving the other day, and we watched a house painter painting the outside of the house as though he was like, he would like paint little and then he'd stand back and look. And well, he's painting the shutters. I guess he had to check and make sure.
Why? But, you can't paint in this weather. It's too cold. Well, you definitely can't paint latex.
Well, he was doing it.
He must have been using oil.
Thank you, Rich, for
latex has
not
to be-
seeing the. My story was that I've never seen. We watched him for a while. We were at a light, just acting like he was, you know.
Well, it's the longest light on earth. How much could you have seen at it?
Enough to know that he was paint. He wasn't just painting. He would like stand back and look at his work. It looked like he thought he was, you know, some grand artist.
Okay, but latex, it has to be 50.
I almost got his card. I was like, if a guy takes that kind of attention to detail, you know.
If you're using latex, it has to be 50 degrees or above. If you're using oil, if you're using oil.
Maybe it was last Wednesday. Last Wednesday was pretty nice.
Oh. So this Mr. Timberlake, Justin, very talented.
JT.
Very talented one.
From the band NSYNC.
NSYNC. Dancer. Actor. Good golfer. Very talented. I think it's arrogant or selfish or narcissist.
That's enough.
Not to have a guest come out and perform with you at the Super Bowl. I don't.
Well, he did. He had Prince.
No, he didn't. He had a picture. He had a hologram. Okay, of Prince. All right. So I think, one, he's so fucking famous. Now, who knows if he did reach out? I don't know behind the scenes, but it would have been nice maybe to see the band come back with him.
The band? You know.
NSYNC, the group.
The group.
The group. Maybe for, you know,
I
that would have been nice for them.
They played any instruments, any of them.
The group. That would have been nice for them, maybe. But maybe he did reach out, maybe they said no. But you would think a surprise guest would have came out. At least did a
I thought it was going to be Britney.
Do a duet with him. You know? Yeah. Yeah, someone like that. You know? Or maybe Janet Jackson comes back and they, hey, this time you... He won't grab my tit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's just something. But he had to do the whole thing himself. And I didn't hear it, but I guarantee if I heard it, I wouldn't have known any of those songs anyhow. Would I have? Do you think? What do you think?
It's hard to say, Richard Voss. None of them were from the 60s.
So I probably wouldn't have known them.
I mean, he went back pretty far.
Who did?
Hits. JT.
Well, why didn't
that's who we're talking about, yeah, isn't it? So yeah, why would you say who?
I'm saying, why didn't he bring in a special guest?
Well, yeah, you heard it here first, folks. Probably not. There's probably other people who have contemplated that. But Rich Voss, you believe JT should have brought out another guest, and maybe even, you're right. Who do you think he should have brought out? You know, you said his mentioned his group. Anybody else that...
These are who I think. Maybe Britney Spears.
Mm-hmm.
Sheryl Crow.
Uh-huh.
How come Sheryl Crow's never done halftime?
I don't listen, when I'm booking the halftime show, it's very difficult. There's a lot of artists to choose from.
You know, maybe bring out who else? A Madonna.
Is it just me,
maybe
or
a Madonna.
Is this like the worst conversation I've ever had?
Maybe now. Madonna, right? Maybe Shania Twain.
Why?
Oh, Carrie Underwood. How about that? That would be cool.
Who?
Carrie Underwood. Justin Timberlake and Carrie Underwood. How cool would that be? Or Kelly Clarkson. They could have put something together, right?
Yeah.
Which one would you take? I'll give you a scenario.
Britney.
Between Justin and Carrie Underwood, Kelly Clarkson, Madonna, or Britney Spears. Who do you want with Justin Timberlake?
Britney.
Why?
Because they were a team. Remember their denim outfits?
I don't remember. What, they sang together?
They were dated. They were the
oh,
young...
they dated? Oh. Oh,
brother.
I don't remember that.
I think everybody who was in his Mickey Mouse Club should have came out. All five members of the Mickey Mouse Club. You know who's in that? Christina Aguilera was with him. The famous actor. Fuck, what's his name?
Who?
Ah. I can't remember.
Samuel Jackson?
Ryan, no.
Ryan Seacrest?
No.
Ryan Hamilton?
No. Not Ryan Reynolds. the hottest actor.
Ryan Gosling?
Yes. He was there.
I don't know why people think he's hot. He looks...
When you go like this, when you put gum in your mouth and you push it to the front and then go... Do you think that the people... Like, I don't know why you go right into the mic with that. If you're doing it... At least a little to the side, you moved closer to the mic with it.
Oh.
Why?
I think Ryan Gosling's just plain looking. I don't think he's the best looking. I think he's like a plain...
Who in your estimation is the hottest male actor? Besides yourself, of course.
Well, I don't
know. I'm sure you'd pick.
I don't know.
Do you think you're... How hot do you think you are on a scale 1 to 10?
Oh, me?
Yeah, at your peak.
I know,
which
right
might
now.
Be right now.
On a 1 to 10?
You just sucked in your stomach in order to answer this question.
I sat up straight.
I feel sad for you.
I sat up straight.
And what? Oh. You believe in God, right? Like, don't you feel like... Do you think God's watching you all the time?
Not during the podcast. It's where he takes a break from me. I'm a 7.5.
Do you do stuff just because of God and heaven and stuff?
No, I'm a 7.5.
Would you do more crazy shit if you didn't believe in God? Do you think?
I do what I do.
Yeah, so what do you need him for?
Oh, look, at least you know it's a him.
I don't think it's a him or a her. God's...
It's just a being.
Transgender.
I'm a 7.5. What do you think?
God's a they. Yeah, okay. Seems about right.
7.5, 2, and 8. No, 7.5. Are we going by for my age or in life?
However you want to do it. I just wanted to know. I wanted
for
to
my
see,
age. I'm an 8.
I didn't think you thought that highly. I thought it was like there was like this hubris, and inside you really didn't believe it. You're like, oh, I'm just a piece of shit.
Well, I am, but I'm still eye candy for my age to certain people.
To whom?
To whom?
To whom?
People, I don't know, like probably like an older lady, you know, who fancies herself on, you know.
Maybe somebody who's buying firemen uniforms for the city.
I'm just saying, listen, I could easily meet and pick up girls. I could easily get younger girls if I wanted to. I mean, what do you consider young for me? 35?
To be over 35, yeah.
Over 35 to be young for me, or 35 and younger? Like what for you?
No,
for
you don't
me?
Go younger than 35. That's a little gross.
For me?
Yeah.
30's not gross.
Yeah, it's getting there.
No.
Mm-hmm.
30, you're a woman.
I get that you're a woman and you can make choices, but I mean, it's still quite a bit. It's still 30 years younger than you.
I see these actors that are going out with like 19-year-olds and stuff. And
I think that's sick.
Yeah, but 30, okay.
That's a sickness. It's like, I will give you this compliment.
Okay.
You know, because I think a lot of guys, especially in comedy or show business, they want to date women who are absolutely not going to steal any of their thunder or challenge them in any way. So they marry these, you know, whatever, young lost souls and date whatever. And you, at the very least, you had the backbone to marry somebody that's a fucking challenging biatch, right? Do you give yourself points for that? Do you wish you'd done different?
No, I mean, you're all right. You're, you know, I marry you because you made me laugh, you know. And the first time we had sex, you left right away, which...
That sealed the deal for you?
Yeah, that made me happy. She got out, got up.
Yeah, well, right. Okay, so that made you happy, but then you fucking harassed and hounded me.
I didn't hound you after that. After I had sex
with
you.
Oh my God! Do you remember the next day you wanted me to meet you for lunch?
No.
And...
Oh, please, please.
Oh, come on!
I was just in L.A. Okay, I could have, like I said this on a million podcasts. Fucking girls were throwing...
You had a meatloaf sandwich.
No, I didn't eat meat when I first met you. It might have been turkey meatloaf, if anything. I didn't eat meat then. Girls were throwing fucking pussy at me back in the day.
It's all they had to keep you away. If they had a rock in their hand, they would have thrown that, but they didn't.
Whatever. I'm just saying, if I wanted to meet somebody...
Why would someone say they're throwing pussy at me? Like, it's just so gross.
I'm saying I had no problem meeting girls. Fucking great looking, fucking...
Okay, all right, calm down. Take it easy there. Well, then you should have fucking... Look, I don't want to make you feel like you did something you didn't want to do.
No, I'm only
just finding out about this now.
I didn't know
you were a pussy magnet. I didn't see it, I'll be honest with you. I just thought you were like, oh, it's like...
A cool dude.
I thought, you know, this guy, he's like raised two kids. He's got his shit together.
Yep.
You know, he's not a drinker. I liked all that stuff.
Yeah, see what I'm saying? I agree.
I didn't know you were like, I could get some pussy.
I didn't say
Hey,
that.
Hey, who's throwing the pussy at me? Hey, come on, I need a sandwich here. Who's throwing their pussy at me? Girls, come on now.
I'm just saying that's a term.
I'm a 7.5, not an 8. Come on, girl.
Back then I was an 8.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought you were like the whole time. Like,
no, I just went down to a 7.5 at my age. Mm. But back then I was an 8.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I ever was a 9, except when I was tan. Maybe one summer I looked real good.
You're tan now. And I mean.
No, I'm not tan.
Oh my God. It's like you couldn't get dark enough, so you just did like. This tattoo, it's meant to darken.
It doesn't darken.
You can't even see the intricacies of the tattoos. It's just like darkness on you.
That's not true. If I put on oil or Vaseline, but I'm not going to open that one, you can see how fucking nice my tattoo work is. And my arms are getting so big.
And you look tan.
My arms are getting so fucking big. I was looking at them in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking work. Hard as a rock. Feel the muscle. Go ahead.
Wow, almost broke my thumb.
Anybody in your fucking CrossFit muscles feel that hard?
I don't feel their muscles.
Come on, you never felt anybody's muscles.
I have not done that, no.
Not once. If someone came by and said, hey, feel that. Check that out.
No.
Well,
no.
You guys are not fucking close. Anything you want to ask Alexa this podcast?
Stop being...
Sorry, I don't know that one.
Stop. <Hey. laughs> Stop it. It's...
What?
Alexa.
It's Alexa. Alexa.
What is it?
Alexa, what's your name?
Sorry, I don't know that one.
What a dumbass. Alexa, what's your name?
My name is Alexa.
There you go.
Alexa. Do you like your name?
I don't have an opinion on that.
Alexa, if you were to pick another name, what would it be?
Sorry, I don't know that.
You don't have to put the mic up. It's like, wow.
I like this. I could do a podcast alone with Alexa.
Do it, man.
Oh, I'm going to do that one day.
Oh, damn. I can't wait. Shut up. Alexa. Shut up.
Want to hear some of my favorite song? Hold on. Here's my favorite song. All right. But I don't want them to hear me telling Alexa to play it. But we'll listen to a few seconds of one of my favorite songs ever.
There's no getting around it. You've got the microphone right up to your lips, you dum-dum. Why don't you put the microphone over there or something?
No.
There.
What's up? By Four Non-Blondes.
Oh. Well, that worked out.
I love this song. We'll just play like a minute
Don't
of
keep
it.
Talking to her because you only talk to her when you say her name. Boy, that podcast with you and Alexa is going to be amazing.
Why did you fuck it up?
Sorry, I don't know that.
Alexa, keep playing the song. Alexa, keep playing the song.
Trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination. I really
realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of this brotherhood of man, for whatever that means. Into a crisis times when I'm lying in bed just to get it all out what's in my head. And I
all right, Alexa!
Enough. Where'd you go? How that girl's voice is amazing. It's just so good. I'm surprised. No, I mean, I talked about it somewhere. Other bands covered it, like Pink covered it, and some other ones. But no guy bands, I don't think, cover that. Mm. All right, what are you doing? We got it. We still have like 6 minutes.
Okay, well, I'm here.
We'll talk. I've been carrying this one.
Good, thank you. I appreciate it. This is your podcast.
It's our podcast.
No, listen, I can't even use it as a credit because they go, "Oh, she's part of the podcast. My wife hates me." Then it sounds like I'm some lesbo with a.
No,
wife.
Oh, please, really?
I don't know if there's anything wrong with that? But you know, it's just like I have to be like, well, I'm the wife that does the hating.
Oh, brother. You should use it in your intro. I don't use it. Want to hear my intro?
Yeah. Yep.
I keep it plain. Our headliner tonight, I tell
you
him.
You mean simple?
Yeah. I keep it simple. One, I tell him never get the audience crazy. Are you ready and all that? I hate that. Like, it's not a pep rally. It's comedy. I hate
it. You're so, like, micromanaging. I would never tell MC.
Oh, I tell the MC, don't get them crazy. Keep them nice and calm. Because I'm not a fucking energetic act. I'm not running around the stage. And I say, our headliner tonight. Sometimes I just go.
Oh, you make them say that you're the headliner?
No.
Oh,
yeah.
Put that in there?
Sometimes.
Can you please say I'm the headliner? A lot of people think there's another act coming on after me.
No, they don't. So they know it.
You say, this is the last act. I'm the headliner. And a guy said that he heard that I was like crazy about intros.
You are.
I'm not.
You yelled at fucking Sean O'Donnelly.
I was fucking around.
He didn't know that. You crushed his spirit.
Well, I apologized to him after.
No, you didn't.
I did. I did that night. I said it was supposed to be funny. I didn't know you were going to fucking cry like a baby, you little bitch. That's what I said to him.
Is that what you said?
I came off stage, I saw him outside waving his arms around somebody outside. I knew he was like talking to somebody about what I'd done.
I fucking love him. I'm a big fan of his.
I think he's a terrific guy. I didn't know at that time he was newer. He came up to me and he said.
Remember he came up to us when we were sitting there, he was all excited.
Yeah, we were eating and he was like, "Hi, I'm the MC and I'm it's great meeting you guys." And you go, hey, back off. So he got offended by that. And then he goes, "What do you want for your intro?" I gave him my intro and then he went up and just said some bull crap. I've started saying bull crap. He just said some bullshit. So then I went up and I go, "Why'd you ask me for my intro if you're just going to say anything that comes out of your dumb mouth?" And then I thought he was going to, he turned around and looked at me. I thought he was going to, we were going to, and he didn't say anything. So then I had to keep going in order to like sort of play it off. I had to go bigger in order for it to be a joke. And then I trashed him a little bit, did my set. And then saw him outside. Just
waving his hand.
You know, that kind of like. You know, somebody's so mad. Somebody did it in their act. They said it's like a silent movie. You watch it. Oh. And I don't know why I did that, because no one can see me just do that.
I know. Act out. That's why I'm not even like.
But then I went up to him and I said.
No, you didn't.
I did.
You say, hey, 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 hey. Hey.
Remember when you got him mixed up with that other guy? What's his name?
Oh, yeah.
You go, hey, you were funny last night. And he thought he was just on Conan the night before. And he's like, oh, really? And then you were like, oh, it's somebody else. Crushed again.
I like him. We had lunch in Albany together once. We were working two different clubs.
He's a funny guy.
He is very funny. Remember we used to do shout outs for comics every
Who gives a shit?
Well, no, we used to spotlight comics. Today we're spotlighting
Sean Donnelly's our spotlight comic today.
If you can, check him out.
Google him up on some YouTube and take a look at that guy. He's a very funny fellow, and he's going to go a long way in this business. I tell you, he's got what it takes. And
let's wrap this.
We always enjoy having him around. We should have a. Are we going to do a live podcast?
Oh yeah, you have a read, don't you?
I told you to look it up. I guess you didn't do it.
Well, keep talking.
I can't. We're doing a live podcast in March, right?
No, April 10th.
Oh, April 10th. So we will give some tickets away on Patreon, but you have to go to Patreon and join up in order to get the free tickets. And it's really a lovely thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
Go to Patreon and fucking support Patreon.com. Two favorite comedy comedians. Or Rich and I guess I should say.
Let's see if we have a read. Patreon.com.
Turn your phone off. It's so annoying.
Patreon.com.
Voss and Bonnie.
/ Voss and Bonnie. Patreon.
You got so mad right there.
Because you gave them wrong information. Patreon.com/ Voss and Bonnie. Here's our read.
Don't backslash that bitch. You go /.
Oh, yeah, this is...
You go /.
Oh, wait, this is for January 29th.
You understand me?
It's for...
I don't want to see a backslash.
For Brooklinen.
Brooklinen. I just put the Brooklinen sheets on the bed yesterday. I said to Raina, these are my favorite sheets. I love them so much.
That's not part of the read.
No, I'm just... This is not even the thing. But I do... They are the most comfortable sheets, and you do get a good night... Sleep. It's important to get a good night's sleep because, you know, you spend a third of your life in the sheets.
You know,
less than when you're before you're married, by the way.
Well, let me tell you the truth.
What?
When I sleep upstairs, I sleep through the night. But when I sleep downstairs, I keep getting up. So, you know what I mean? Those sheets must mean something. I'm not just saying that because
they're
of the read.
Good. They're the highest quality sheets. Brooklinen.com, no big markup. Remember that. So you can upgrade your nightly routine and help you feel more rested every day, which helps when you're rested, by the way. You lose weight, you think better, you're more fun, you excel at work. Do you know all that stuff? It's all because of sleep. And you can get a better sleep with Brooklinen. This is luxury bedding underpriced. You have to try these sheets today. I love my Brooklinen sheets. Do you love them?
When I sleep upstairs, I sleep much better than when I sleep downstairs.
Those are the Brooklinen sheets.
You know what? We got to get another set so I can have some for downstairs.
Yeah, no, I actually thought that yesterday when I was putting them on. I was like, we got to get another set of Brooklinen. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code VOSS, V-O-S, at brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident that they offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all of their sheets and comforters. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use the promo code VOSS, V-O-S, at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com, promo code VOSS, V-O-S, Brooklinen. These are the best sheets ever.
Well, the bed downstairs, the bed is, I think, queen size. Upstairs is king, so we're going to get some queen size so I could sleep better when I sleep downstairs. Anyhow, go to patreon.com/ Voss and Bonnie. There's extra content. We put up some another podcast up there this week. Shirts coming in. Voss Legend shirts, My Wife Hates Me shirts. This Friday, I'll be at the Ridgefield Playhouse, Ridgefield, Connecticut. Ron Bennington, Florentine, myself. Saturday at Yonkers Comedy Club in Yonkers. Go to richvoss.com for all of my dates. Bonnie will be in Ohio coming up, Cuyahoga Falls, at the Comedy...
Stop. Comedy Stop.
In Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio.
That's February 22nd, 23rd, 24th. Please come so I don't look like a loser in front of strangers.
Do you have anything you want to tell me?
No. Why?
I don't know.
All right.
Okay, then we'll wrap it up.
Thanks.
Goodbye. See you later. Hasta la vista. We're out.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true that somewhere deep down she loves him too.